Giannis's experience the other night kind of depictive of the problem. He is the first player in the history of the NBA to score 54 points or more while shooting 75% or better with 10 rebounds or more in a loss. That has never happened in the NBA. Second free throw from Giannis is up and good. So Milwaukee gets one of those points back and cuts it back to a 19-point lead. Just got word that Jay Crowder will not return to the game. He's dealing with left groin soreness, and that's the last thing the Bucks can afford is to start losing players that they have been relying on. And an early appearance for Thanasis here tonight. He just checked in. Andre Jackson also new in for the Bucks. He'll move the ball into the front court. This is a lineup we have not seen. Let's put it that way. Giannis, a head fake, and he gets fouled as he was getting ready to put a shot up. Jonathan Isaac's got his hands full with the Greek Freak tonight, but Giannis back to the line. But the lineup goes Giannis, Portis, and that's where things are normal, and then it gets a little freaky, if you will. You got Thanasis in the game with A.J. Green and Andre Jackson. I would go so far as to say we have never seen this lineup in a regular season game. In fact, for A.J. Green, this is just his fourth game he's played this season. And Giannis has just put up an air ball. And that one wasn't even close. It is remarkable how this guy can fluctuate at the line. 16 of 18 last night from the stripe. Tonight, he is 3 of 9. And was not close on that last free throw. Second free throw on the way. That's too strong. You weren't going to miss short. 88-69. The Bucks tonight are under 50% from the line. 10 of 23. Cole Anthony works it out top to Ingles. He'll send to the near wing. Back to Anthony. Anthony defended by Jackson. Takes it inside. Help side defense was there from Thanasis. Rebound picked up off the deck by Portis. He'll get it to Giannis. Now Giannis feeds to Thanasis. Playing catch back and forth with Jackson. Thanasis works it to the far side. Catch and shoot three for A.J. Green, and he knocks it down. So good to see one go down for A.J., who is now 3 of 6 this season in his limited action. Inside of a minute to go on a Michelob Ultra 3 from A.J. Green. Ingles flicks the pass the other way to Wagner. Wagner will hand it off to his brother, Mo Wagner. Franz Wagner. Franz fires up a three, misses it short, rebounded by Portis. Portis races off the other direction now for Milwaukee. He's going to pass to Green. Green sends to Giannis. Giannis attacking on Franz Wagner, rifles it to the near wing. Wide open three, Bobby Portis can't hit. A.J. Green crashing the boards, almost had that one, but it was knocked away. Out of bounds, they'll say, off of Green as he was battling Jonathan Isaac. So, for all intents and purposes, the Magic can work the clock down now and take this big lead into the fourth quarter because the shot clock is not off, but there's about 2 seconds separating game clock from shot clock. Joe Ingles has it in the front court with 17 seconds to play. He's defended by A.J. Green. Now Jackson comes over to help. He works it over to Cole Anthony. He sends down low. Isaac got stopped at the rim, not once, but twice. Thanasis got in his way. Then Portis came in. 3 seconds to go. Giannis going to fire up a three at the end. Missed it strong as he was charging in full speed ahead. So three quarters in the books. It is Orlando still holding on to a double-digit lead, 88-72. But the lead was as big as 21. The Bucks whittle it down to 16. We'll see if they've got another charge left in them. Coming back with more fourth quarter action on the other side of this timeout here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
With NBA League Pass, you get so much game.
Even regular season games?
Yep.
Even some of the in-season tournament?
Mm-hmm.
Can I watch home and away team broadcasts?
Oh, yeah.
Can I watch from my phone while I take a long bath?
Sure.
And if my team wins, can I stand up super fast and splash water everywhere and scream, yes, that's right!
Hey, could we get a normal fan for this commercial? Subscribe at NBA.com/League Pass today. Only select out-of-market games available and local blackout restrictions apply. Additional charges and other conditions may apply. Visit NBA.com/subscriber agreement for full terms and conditions.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's the tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Once again, Amway Center. The Bucks right now find themselves trailing by 16 points going into the fourth quarter here tonight, as Milwaukee has not led in this game since it was 11-9 in the first quarter. Our broadcast brought to you by Pottawatomie. You could say, show me the money at Pottawatomie. $800,000 is up for grabs. Just play with your club card now through November 16th or at paysbig.com. Milwaukee has the basketball. Start things off. They work it down low, and Giannis gets one to roll around the cylinder of the rim about two whole times before it finally swirls its way down, and Milwaukee cuts that deficit now down to 14 again. So they're with an eye shot here with still 11:33 to go. Orlando's got the basketball right to left, clad in blue against the white-clad Bucks. Magic with the basketball, and it is down low in the form of Bancaro. He'll send out top, and that's a back-breaking three-pointer right there from Franz Wagner at the top of the circle. Wagner now with 22 points, and that gets that lead back out to 17 for Orlando. 91-74. It's Giannis, Portis, Middleton, along with Andre Jackson and Thanasis to start things here in the third. Giannis drives inside, sees the opening, and has an easy two-hand flush as he hangs on the rim before sprinting back the other way. Giannis now sitting with 29 points for the Bucks. Comes into this game tonight averaging 28.1 a game. Following that 54-point showing, Franz Wagner takes the feed down low and lays it in up close. I want to correct that. It was Mo Wagner. Big brother got that one. 93-76 our score. Giannis the other way with it. He's defended by Joe Ingles. Ingles out there along with Bancaro, Jalen Suggs, Mo Wagner, and Franz Wagner. Giannis at the free throw line works it to Thanasis. He'll swing it to the corner. Three ball is up and good. Chris Middleton splashes one through from the deep corner right. Right in front of his teammates. Orlando going the other way. 93-79. Michelob Ultra 3 gives Chris Middleton 10 points for the game now. They work it to the corner. Baseline drive from Franz Wagner. That misses short. Rebounded by Portis. He'll hand it to Middleton the other way. 93-79 lead for the Bucks. Nearly 2 minutes into our fourth quarter. They'll get into the corner. Jackson stepped out of bounds. Oh, it's a shame because he drilled the three immediately after. Stepped on the line right before he let it go. Oh, that's tough. Bucks down by 14, though, 93-79. And again, you say 14, oh, that's a big deficit. The way this game's gone, you almost feel good about it. Mo Wagner gets underneath the defense and lays in. Here's the biggest problem for the Bucks. If you need to make a comeback, you're going to need to get some stops. And that is becoming harder to do by the minute. Milwaukee has had a tough time stopping this Orlando team. Giannis feeds it to the corner. Bobby Portis zeroes in and knocks down another three. That's the big news for Milwaukee. Those long shots are starting to fall now. Eighth Michelob Ultra three-pointer for the Bucks here tonight. We come back in a zone defensively. Suggs going to work it to the right wing over to Joe Ingles. Ingles holds it high over his hands before he sends a rocket to Franz Wagner. He'll get it to his brother Mo, and Mo Wagner delivers a three from the corner. Wow. Every time the Bucks look like they're going to make a move, Orlando answers with a bucket right on the other side. Bobby Portis on the run. Gets one to go. Little floater from inside the free throw line. And officials are going to issue a delay of game against the Bucks, and that's going to be a technical because it's the second time they've been called for it. They had the warning, and that's going to be a free throw now for Joe Ingles, who makes a long walk the other way. The old man, Joe Ingles. Boy, you talk about a shift in surrounding. Joe goes from having a stable full of elder statesmen with him in Milwaukee to a relative nursery school here in Orlando. I mean, it is just a completely, that's the amazing thing about pro sports. Here's a guy at 36 who's playing with 19-year-olds. And he's been asked to be that older presence for this group. Free throw went down for Joe. Now he's driving in, trying to say, I still got a little something more than mentorship. Sends it out top. Bancaro's got it. Hesitation, drives into a crowd, had the ball knocked away, going to be picked up by Giannis. Giannis going the other direction, pulls into Franz Wagner, puts the shot up, no good, but let's see if they give him continuation anyway. Well, Giannis is starting to elicit all those whistles. We'll see if he can take advantage if he is shooting free throws, because it's been a slog tonight for the big fella at the line. He is 3 of 10 from the free throw line tonight. Mentioned he got that free throw percentage up to 68% thanks to that 16 of 18 showing last night, or last time out. And they do send him to the line where he's got two more in front of him. The Bucks are just 10 for 23 from the free throw line. It's been a Wagner attack from the Magic in the fourth quarter. Franz and Mo have scored all 10 points for Orlando, and Giannis knocks down the free throw. So if the big fella can knock this one down, it brings the Bucks back to within 13 again. And with 8:41 to go, they're going to have to find a way to get some stops here. And more than just an isolated stop. Franz Wagner called for what was his second foul there. Second free throw is good. So Giannis has another 30-point game here tonight. He's got 31 after making both those free throws. Orlando has it the other way. 99-86. 8:30 to go now in the fourth quarter. Paolo Bancaro, defended by Andre Jackson, will pass it off to Franz Wagner. He sends it inside. Ball was knocked away of Mo Wagner. Now Andre Jackson goes the other way. He lost it from behind, but regathers and stuffs it down. He gave the old Michael Jordan shrug going the other way after that play. So, Milwaukee is right now sitting in a 11-point game with 8:17 to go and a timeout from the Orlando Magic. Can the Bucks play their way back in? They've scored the last four. We'll find out. They need a comeback tonight. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, shawamiganhomefurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
My mom has decided to learn to paint, and she's good.
My dad's now into creative cuisine, and I've already put on 6 pounds.
Learning new things comes with age.
My mom, she started forgetting my name and what we're talking about.
Forgetting well-known things doesn't. Memory loss may be a sign of Alzheimer's disease. Early detection gives you and your loved one time to plan for the future. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
98Q Country is your home for sports play-by-play. The Bucks.
It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions.
The Brewers. Loggers.
He gets the snap, drops back, fires. He's got his man, and he's got him. Puck down.
Waumigan Screaming Eagles.
He bounces off his guy to the left. He's able to take it all the way down the hill. Then he goes right. He just absolutely torches the defense for a touchdown.
Sports play-by-play on 98Q and 98QCountry.com.
Well, it is time to take a look at the fourth quarter here as we make our way into this fourth quarter, quarter four of 2023, and Network Health can help make health insurance affordable in this fourth quarter. If you're looking for individual coverage, Medicare Advantage plans, or even coverage for your employees, visit NetworkHealth.com. They've got a plan for you. You look at the way this fourth quarter has played out. There has been just one missed shot between the teams so far. The Bucs have gone 6 of 6, Orlando 4 of 5, and both teams 2 of 2 from beyond the arc. And that's all fine and well, but the Bucs need to cut into a deficit here. Here's a drive inside. Suggs was challenged by Middleton, who blocked the shot. Jackson comes away with it. This is an interesting lineup for the Bucs. Tell you about it in a moment as Jackson passes back out to Middleton. He'll squeeze up a three, but missed it. Rebound, though, tracked down by Jackson again. Slings it back out to Middleton. He works it to the left wing. Bobby Portis has it there. Bobby's trying to back his way in. Fades, fires, jumper, too short. But another offensive rebound on the deck, and Jackson is on top of it. We're going to have a jump ball here. Andre Jackson and I believe Paolo Banchero are going to jump for this one. But the lineup for Milwaukee is one we have not seen a lot of, to say the least. In fact, I don't think we've ever seen it. Yet another lineup we have not seen. Chris Livingston is out there, the rookie, along with his fellow rookie teammate, Andre Jackson. And then Thanasis, Chris Middleton, and Bobby Portis. Giannis, I think, is getting set to check in. He's sitting with 31 points right now on 13 of 19 shooting. Jonathan Isaac is going to come in as well now for Orlando, replacing Franz Wagner, who runs all the way into the tunnel. Going the other way. Not sure what that's all about. No Dame Lillard tonight. A late scratch with calf soreness. And then we saw a groin injury of sorts for Jay Crowder here in the second half that has ruled him out for the rest of the night. So Jackson's got some long reach and some leaping ability. This will be interesting against Banchero. You never know. Banchero's going to win it back, though, for the Magic, and they will have it leading 99-88. Bucks had a chance to get it to single digits with a bucket there, but could not come away with the score. Instead, Banchero's got it on the right wing now for Orlando. He dribbles the basketball. Top of the arc. He's defended by Livingston. Pulls up, puts up a contested shot and hits it. Boy, that was not without some good defense, though. Sometimes you just tip your cap, and Paolo Banchero hit a tough one there. 101-88, Giannis the other way. Thought about the three. Instead, passes to Livingston. Livingston will get it back to Giannis. They circle it around the horn on the outside. Now it's Andre Jackson. Back to Giannis with a right-hand dribble. Passes into the corner. Bobby Portis cannot hit. Rebound tipped into the air and controlled, but on the end line was Thanasis when he had it. So the Magic are going to have it again. 13-point lead. Bucks have not quit in this one, despite trailing by as many as 21 here in the second half and trailing since the 6:58 mark of the first quarter of this one tonight. Orlando basketball, top of the arc. Goga Bitadze will hand the ball off to Suggs. Suggs sends it to the right wing. Here's a three-pointer from Isaac, and he hits another. Jonathan Isaac off the bench has knocked down 2 3-pointers tonight. He's got 10 points. Bucks the other way. Portis trying to answer. Straight on three. Got it. Milwaukee very much needed that one to cut the deficit down to 13. Still 6:20 to go, but time is starting to very much work against the Bucks. Banchero on the other end of things, trying to shed the defense of Thanasis. Turns the corner, and Thanasis is going to get called for the foul. That'll be the Bucks' first team foul here of the fourth. We had a steady drumbeat of whistles and fouls called in the first half. It has very much slowed down in the second half. Orlando basketball out of bounds. Anthony Black, the rookie, will send it in. Gets it to the right wing. Three-pointer on the way. Isaac can't hit this time. Rebound knocked out of bounds. That was off of Suggs. It's Bucks basketball. You almost get the sense the Bucks have one more good push left in them here. Can they ultimately make things interesting late? Giannis into the front court. He's at the top of the arc. Surveys the interior. Now he attacks, funnels it to the near corner right. Andre Jackson was left alone, but missed the three-pointer. Long outlet pass was almost a bit too long, but Suggs sprinting after it gets it. He drives inside on Livingston, gets by him. Now misses the shot, though, and the loose ball goes out of bounds off of about 4 or 5 different players before it did. But last touch by the Bucks. 5:43 remaining now in regulation. Orlando 104, Milwaukee 91. Inbound pass is lofted into Banchero. Shapiro working on the defense. So Thanasis gets by him, takes it inside, draws the whistle, and there's the foul call. So Paolo Banchero will go to the line. Thanasis looks like he's going to check out of this thing after he gets called for his second foul. No, he just actually walked all the way back to his head coach and gave him a high five. A handshake, a dap. So Bancaro's got two shots in front of him here. Paolo Banchero, 20 points, 10 rebounds. Another double-double for him tonight as his first free throw bounces around and manages to find its way through. Third ever Magic Rookie of the Year behind, of course, Shaquille O'Neal. Who's the other guy? Mike Miller. Second free throw on the way. Banchero hits it. So it's back to a 15-point lead now, and Milwaukee is going to use a timeout. 5:35 remaining here. We're in the fourth quarter. It's 106-91. Bucks trying to saddle up, make a push. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Dear basketball fans, want to drive a winner? Get in a Toyota and see how impressive they are. The RAV4 is a versatile playmaker built to get the crowd going. The Highlander is a slam dunk when it comes to space. And the Camry is a fast break of fun and reliability. Plus, these Toyotas come with available all-wheel drive, so you can drive the lane with power. Visit Toyota.com to learn more or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
Service and
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on hot selling meat items.
1 pound Carolina ground turkey, just $1.79 or $3 for $5. And 4 pound Papa Charlie's Italian beef, just $11.99.
Ay caramba, hot, hot prices.
Ground turkey, $1.79, Italian beef, $11.99.
Hurry, these products are going to fly off the shelf.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee owned.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis! Oh, wow!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Well, the Bucks have been down double digits for most of this basketball game tonight, going all the way back to about midway through the second quarter. As we welcome you back here, they're down 106-91, 5:35 to play here in this fourth quarter. We're brought to you by Pick and Save. It's the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. So Milwaukee trying to avoid losing successive games here tonight. After losing in Indiana last time out, trying to avoid losing back-to-back games for the first time this season. Giannis works into the near wing, gives it to Andre Jackson. He goes into motion before he sends it back to A.J. Green, now to Giannis. Giannis spinning at the free throw line. He fades, he fires, and he connects. 33 points for the big man tonight. Giannis looking good from the floor. 14 of 20. He accounts for 67% of the Bucks' points here in this fourth quarter between scoring and distribution. Bucks come out in a zone here with 5:03 to play now in the fourth. It's Paolo Banchero, and we got a whistle and a foul at the top of the arc away from the ball. Andre Jackson knocking down Jalen Suggs. And for the rookie, Jackson, that foul will be his first. So Jackson has had some foul trouble this season. He's played 12 minutes though tonight, and that is just his first foul. That is improvement. We'll see if he can keep it that way with exactly 5 minutes to play now here in this fourth quarter. Inbound pass goes top of the arc to Isaac. Isaac on the right-hand dribble. Dribble handoff. We'll get it to Vaccaro. Vaccaro draws the defense of Portis out. Now he's bobbing and weaving. Pulls up. Free throw line fading shot. Misses. Giannis with a one-hand rebound. Climbs the ladder to snatch that one out of the sky. He's got it on the other end now. Top of the arc. Jonathan Isaac trying to creep out on him. Giannis drives in on him. Spins on Isaac. Now works it to the far side. Thanasis has it there. Like I say, he stepped on the sideline. That's a late call. Thanasis, though, has turned it over twice doing that tonight. Thanasis Antetokounmpo getting more action tonight than he has in a long time. He's got 9 minutes of playing time here tonight for the Bucks. Orlando goes the other way with it. Working it to the right wing. Vaccaro's got it. Going to put it on the floor. Slings the pass to the near side. Suggs has it there. Suggs at the top of the circle. Takes it around the right side. Pulls up. Stops on a dime, but misses strong on the jumper. Andre Jackson comes away with it. So he will go into the front court the other direction. Hands it off to A.J. Green. He elevates but can't hit the three-pointer. And then flying in from the backside was Thanasis trying to get that rebound. He gets called for the foul, and I think he came down awkwardly. He appears to be holding his tailbone. It looked like he came down on his front side. So curious that he's holding his backside. He's playing his first game since November the 1st in Toronto. Has not played any of the last four, and he's back on his feet now and walking gingerly toward the bench. Shares a high five with his head coach and will take a seat on the bench. Thanasis replaced by Chris Middleton, who comes back in for the Bucks. Chris tonight has played 17 minutes, scoring 10 points on 4 of 8 shooting with 7 assists, a team high, sharing that with Giannis, who also has 7. No Dame Lillard tonight. Campaign had 12 of his 14 points in the first half as the starting point guard, but in the second half only has 2 points. Got a whistle on another foul going against Andre Jackson, his second foul, and that's the last foul to give for the Bucks. So Milwaukee, going back about 4.5 minutes, has just 2 field goals in that time. A Bobby Portis 3 and that Giannis fading jumper about 1.5 minutes ago. When they need offense most, they have gone into a bit of a funk here, trailing by 13 points. But the defense, the silver lining is the defense is starting to get some stops. Both defenses playing better. Either that or the offenses are playing worse here in this fourth quarter. I'll say it's the prior. Here's a pass inside, a good-looking feed from Black, and speaking of maybe not-so-good defense there, Franz Wagner blows past everybody. Orlando, 7 of 14 here in this fourth quarter. Giannis, a turnaround floater up and good with the right hand. So Milwaukee started this half hot, hitting their first 6 shots. Since then, 2 of their last 6. Orlando's got it at the top of the arc. Now they work it to the right wing. Vaccaro's got it there. 108-95, 3:18 to play now. Vaccaro defended by Giannis. Crossing him over. Between the legs dribble. Turned it over. Almost did. Portis couldn't quite haul it in. It's taken by Suggs. Suggs fires up a step back 3, but it was after the light hit flashed on the shot clock and the horn had sounded. So the Bucks going to use another timeout here with 3:09 to play in this fourth quarter, trying to put one last push on. They have not been able to get this thing to single digits. And as I made mention, very much running out of time at this point as Milwaukee sees just 3:09 on the clock here, trying to fight their way back into this thing. Hey, Bucks fans, take your plans, take your plans with friends up a notch and join us on Monday coming up for Bucks Night Out, presented by Michelob Ultra, Monday, November 13th. Presented by Michelob Ultra and Valley Sports. You can purchase a ticket to cheer on the Bucks, play the Bulls, and your first Michelob Ultra or soda is on us. Bucks.com/BNO to get your tickets now. We'll see you and your crew at Fiserv Forum. Bucks are going to be happy to get back to Fiserv after a bit of a tumultuous road trip. Even in the win in the opening game of this road trip, Milwaukee has had a challenge here. I mean, you look at the Indy game. I keep saying a 3-game trip. Actually, a 2-game trip. It's just been a 3-game stretch because the first game of it was actually at home against Detroit. But the front side of that back-to-back, and then you go to Indianapolis the next night. Bucks had to battle their way through to that win against Detroit, come from behind to win it. And came from behind but couldn't finish the comeback against Indiana. And tonight they have not been able to come from behind yet, but there's still 3 minutes to go. Bucks with the basketball and for the timeout. Giannis has it, right elbow. Puts it on the floor with a dribble. Spins, trying to pass it down low. He had Middleton waiting for him, but the pass was deflected and knocked away by Franz Wagner. Orlando takes it away, going the other direction. Orlando recognizing clock's on their side. They'll bleed it down as much as they can now. Black drifting to his right. Hands it off now, top of the circle to Franz Wagner. Man defense for the Bucks. They send it to the corner. It's an open three on the way, but Suggs missed it. Orlando's missed some open looks in that corner tonight. Bochamp scurries off the other way. Pulls up at the right elbow. That ball rims around, wouldn't drop. Marjan tonight, 2 of 6 from the floor. He's got 5 points. Orlando's got the basketball, though, and here's a steal from Giannis at midcourt. He's going to take it in on the rookie Black and lays it in with a foul. No, they're going to get him with an offensive foul. Oh, my. I guess they're going to say he pushed off on that. I would love to see that replay. Upon first glance, I did not see it that way. Oh, yeah, just a little bit of the elbow. But, man, he had Black completely out of place. If he just lowers that elbow, it's definitely going to be an and-one situation. But instead, Orlando's got it going the other way. 108-95, 2 minutes to play now here in the fourth. Here's Suggs, works it to the right wing. And we'll get it over to Banchero now. He's defended by Bochamp, puts up a contested baseline jump shot, missed it. Rebound there for Portis. Again, Bucks defense has been better, but it's a turnover. Banchero comes away with a steal, then was challenged by both Giannis and Portis, missed the first shot, but stayed with it and laid it up and in the end. So another timeout coming from Milwaukee now with a minute 44 remaining in this one, and it appears that Orlando is about to snap the longest win streak in the history of the series. 14 consecutive wins for the Bucks in this series, and it looks like it's going to go away here tonight. We saw a 9-game win streak snapped by Indiana last night, and as I was saying earlier, things not exactly the way they have been for the Bucks. All is not in its natural place in Bucks country these days. A Bucks team that is dealing with a massive overhaul in its coaching staff and 6 new faces on its roster. And it has spelled trouble for Milwaukee. Of course, doesn't help when you don't have Damian Lillard out there for 2 straight games tonight. Chris Middleton missed the game before that. And that game of musical chairs is never fun, but I don't know that you can necessarily pin it exactly on that with some of these games. But that's how it stands right now. Milwaukee on the verge of losing for a second consecutive game. Hey, Bucks fans, it's time to flex. Score big with our premier selection of 5-game flex plans this season. Enjoy your choice of exciting rivalries, cross-conference picks, and matchups between the NBA's greatest. Choose your starting five today at Bucks.com/flex. So after the stoppage, Milwaukee is going to advance the basketball into the front court. Bucks just one timeout remaining. It'll be inbounded by Marjan Bochamp. He's got Portis out there along with Campaign, Giannis, and A.J. Green for the pull-up jumper now from Giannis. Going to miss from 17. It's about to say for the Orlando Magic, it's going to be Banchero who comes away with the rebound. Banchero passes it off to Suggs. He's out there with Black, Wagner, along with that's Jonathan Isaac rounding out the five. Milwaukee's gone over 2 minutes without a score now. Banchero around midcourt. He's picked up by Giannis on the defense at the top of the circle. Now the switch to Payne. Payne on the near wing. They get it to Black. Black lets that clock go down too far, and there's a shot clock violation. But again, that was part of the plan for the Magic, who lead by 15 with just a minute 11 to go now. Chris Livingston's going to come out, and it looks like the night may be over for Giannis with 35 points, 10 rebounds, and 7 assists. Was in the hunt for a triple-double here tonight. Andre Jackson checks in for the Bucks to replace Bobby Portis. So mentioned Livingston checked in. Jackson also in. And Giannis is having a conversation on the near side, still trying to get some explanation from J.B. DeRozan. Here's Andre Jackson, a high flyer. Throws it down with a jam going down the middle of the lane. Yeah, he can climb that ladder. Elevator to the penthouse as we sit inside of a minute to go. A minute and They have 53 seconds to go now with a score sitting 110-97. On the right wing. On the handle. It's a drive and a floater from Jalen Suggs, and he connects. Fans have started to filter out, recognizing their team in position to take this one. A crowd of 19,354. Sellout crowd to watch this one on a Saturday night. There's a Banchero shot that was blocked away. Or I should say a Beauchamp shot that was blocked away. I think it was Banchero that got in the way of it. So Orlando will get it into the front court, and game clock and shot clock separate by about 7 seconds. Fans are trying to soak this one in. It's been a minute. They have not seen this Milwaukee team lose to their team going all the way back to 2019, 4.5 years ago. So shot clock violation as they let that one bleed out. Green will inbound it. He gets it to Cam Payne. Payne moves it into the front court as the final seconds tick down. And for the first time since February 9th, 2019, the Orlando Magic have beaten the Bucks 112-97. Milwaukee drops its second consecutive game on a tough two-game trip. All right. We'll come back when we do. A lot to talk about, as it's a similar pattern here tonight. Milwaukee falls behind big. This time they weren't able to come back, though. All right, we're coming back in a moment. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hey, hey, hey. Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch. And Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep-fried chicken special. Great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
This Veterans Day from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., it's the second annual Pig Roast for Homeless Veterans. Prices are $20 per plate with a piglet plate for $10 for those 3 to 12 years old. And children 2 and under eat free. There will be raffles from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. And there will be a special appearance from Pitmaster Dusty Warner. That's November 11th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Cabaret Cove in Ryland.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Well-Being, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Well, another tough one for the Bucks here tonight. Second time in as many games on the road trip. Milwaukee is on the lesser end of a contest. They lose to the Orlando Magic. They saw a 9-game streak snapped against Indiana. Tonight they see a 14-game streak snapped against the Orlando Magic, 112-97. Our final score here tonight, our broadcast, a reminder, is a copyrighted broadcast of the National Basketball Association, and it may not be retransmitted, reproduced, rebroadcast, or otherwise distributed or used in any form without the express written consent of the NBA. We're presented by BMO. They are the official bank of the Bucks. Let's go Bucks. By Jockey. For nearly 150 years, Jockey has been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop Jockey.com. By Go Right Way, make us part of your next trip for stress-free service to and from Milwaukee and Chicago airports. By Bally Sports Wisconsin, the heart to the Milwaukee Bucks fan. By Sargento Cheese, official cheese of the Bucks. By Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. And by Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Not sure how much we enjoyed this one here tonight if you're a Bucks fan, as Milwaukee, again, a rare loss in Orlando where they had won 9 straight times, including 14 overall in the series. Again, that's those streaks are both snapped here tonight as part of a 112-97 loss for Milwaukee. All right, we're coming back in a moment. Justin Garcia will have the post-game show. I'll be with him here on our next segment, and then post-game reaction following this 15-point loss at Amway Center tonight in Orlando. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, "Show me the money!" to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Potawatomi Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, "Show me the money!" More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Hey, it's Bobby Portis, and I love playing basketball in Milwaukee. When I drive down the lane, I move fast and make sudden moves to drive to the hoop and score. But when I'm behind the wheel in the driving lane, I control my drive. I don't speed or make sudden movements. Speeding and reckless driving are the leading causes of traffic injuries and deaths in Wisconsin. Do what I do. Control your drive. Don't speed. Don't be reckless. Zero in, Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Wisconsin DOT.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details on rents 11/30/2023.
112-97, the final in Orlando. The Bucks' extensive win streak against the Magic comes to an end. And with some final thoughts on this one that we saw earlier this afternoon, once again joined by Dave Kane. And Dave, a lot of what we talked about before the game is what came to fruition. We mentioned rebounding was going to be big, especially in that first half. The Magic dominated there and on the offensive glass even more so. And you mentioned free throw shooting, and again, in the first half, that told a lot of the story that we saw.
Yeah, I mean, this game came down to miscellaneous statistics. I'm looking at this thing, and I just tallied it up, my quick arithmetic, which is always an adventure. But the Magic plus 49 points, so 49 of their points out of their 112 coming on second chance points, turnovers, and free throws. They had 49 more points than the Bucks did in those three categories. That is your story, simply put, because the Bucks actually held Orlando to 43% shooting. I mean, actually not a terrible defensive effort from the Bucks in that sense, but the problem was they couldn't stop committing the fouls. And then when they did, Orlando punished them. 30 of 35 from the line, 86% for a team that came in tonight, shooting just 72%, 26th in the league. But they made their shots tonight. Conversely, the Bucks missed theirs. They didn't get to the line as frequently at 12 of 25, and they were just 48% when they did. Giannis didn't have it going to the line tonight at 5 of 12, but he's the last guy you're going to blame in this game because he almost had a triple-double with another strong showing, efficiently 15 of 22 shooting, 35 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists. He wasn't the problem, I'll tell you that much. No. And for Milwaukee, though, you know, there's just, to me, one of the great mysteries is how the rebounding has really turned on this Bucks team, because they still have a number of good players that should be good at rebounding, but something is amiss. And you know, I asked Vin Baker about it before the game tonight. He talked about some of the little things that have been problems for this group, but they got to solve some of these things because, you know, 15 to 6 on the offensive boards and 22 to 4 in second chance points, that's gonna leave you on the wrong side of things more nights than not.
Yeah, not the recipe for success, and maybe this one's on me too. I know we talked about it after the last game and pregame as well, but Giannis, 5 of 12 from the free throw line today. That's kind of the up and down that we've seen the last few years. That was the only spot you would point to and say that was where we needed to see some improvement. But to your point, this is two straight games now where Giannis has very much looked like the Giannis we've grown accustomed to. And you got a decent amount of open looks tonight. You just weren't able to knock them down. Even late, we saw Adrian Griffin trying different lineups. I think the 9 minutes we saw from A.J. Green was due to that, of maybe this guy can come in and hit some shots. Let's just try something different.
But, you know, on the other side of that coin, Orlando missed some open shots, too. I mean, they had a number of open looks from three that in the corner, no less, which has become a bit of a problem spot for Milwaukee. That's another area I think that they really have to address, how those open looks are continuing to present in that corner from three-point range. But, you know, that goes with it. But again, you can look at this thing. 49 more points for Orlando and second-chance points, turnovers, and free throws. That's your story.
It's a big story. And look, Orlando is not a great offensive team, at least in the half court. So in a lot of those statistical categories, they played to their season average. I mean, it was almost to a T for their three-point shooting, shot a little higher percentage than they're used to, but the makes and attempts were nearly identical to what they average coming into this season, throughout the season, I should say, and three-point shooting fairly even for both these teams as well. They both missed open looks, but again, the Bucks. You know, we've touched on the defense, which has shown some improvement. Still a little bit of way to go in cleaning up some of the transition defense. But that's the other area that really stands out now as well as the other side, the transition offense. It still seems like there's a lot of confusion and very much a work in progress. And that's going to be the easiest way to kind of juice this offense.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, the other thing, you have to hope that when Damian Lillard does come back, if he can get his shooting on track, boy, does that change the score. I mean, like, I think that solves a lot of the things that ail you right now. Not everything, mind you, but it would certainly go a long ways. And so, you know, hopefully he comes back and this doesn't turn anything anymore. I'm not hearing that it's going to. I mean, I don't think this is anything cause for concern at this point with the calf. I know folks have seen, like, Pat Connaughton dealt with a calf injury a year ago that really gave him trouble out of the gates, and he never fully got right. But I don't think we're going to see anything like that from Dame. But, again, this is me speaking from, you know, way above Amway Center. I'm not certainly in the training room with working with Dame. But I get the sense that hopefully it's not anything too big. But we'll see.
Yeah, and look, the other part to mention, too, is Jay Crowder has been fantastic so far this season. He leaves early in the second half with a groin issue, so that is something to keep an eye on, because this is another stretch we did not talk about yet. But you're now entering another week with four games in the week.
Yeah, and you know, this is the injury thing always comes into play, but particularly when you're talking about those wings, because Chris Middleton still has not played more than 21 points in a game, or 21 minutes in a game. And, you know, that's something that you hope is going to start to ramp up at some point here. But, you know, we saw that steady progression, but it's kind of stalled out here the last number of games. And now you lose Jay Crowder, hopefully not for any duration of time, because if it is, you're getting lean. Although maybe it opens the door for some of those young guys like Andre Jackson to get a chance to develop and turn into that wing stopper, because that's one of the things the Bucks are very much in need of, whether it's a guard or a wing. Somebody that can make plays on the perimeter of that defense.
Yeah, Andre Jackson clearly continuing to give this team some more energy and a boost in those minutes he's in the game. We've heard that from Griff before. I think you saw that tonight. And Thanasis, for that matter, too, gave this team a clear lift with his energy when he entered. It was just kind of more of the same that we had touched on really through the previous eight games, is we know where the biggest areas to clean up are. And that's what the Magic capitalized on this afternoon / evening in this one.
Yeah, I was going to say, what time is it there? Afternoon. I mean, like, I know I'm on the East Coast here, but come on. It's like almost 9 o'clock.
It's
here.
Technically afternoon, Dave. I mean, it's
I don't
now
know
7:48.
What time
Look, the
zone
game tipped at 5 o'clock. That's the afternoon.
Which is clearly not afternoon.
That's
5 o'clock,
that's
it
still,
is clearly
that is still the afternoon. That is late afternoon. The evening, starts at 6 o'clock.
Take calls and ask callers when you're in your post game show if 5 o'clock is the afternoon or evening, and then we'll See what the people think.
It'll be the lead topic of the show after this. Dave, we'll let you have the rest of your evening and get
Thank
set
you.
To fly back to Milwaukee, and we will catch
it's
up with
nighttime
you.
Now, Justin. It's not even evening anymore.
Well, so, I mean, maybe you know. It is where you are, but again, where we are in the Midwest, we
You're
will
one step behind, my man. That's all.
We'll catch up with you Monday for the Bucks and the Bulls.
All right. Take care, Justin. We'll see you in a little bit.
All right. We will hear from head coach Adrian Griffin momentarily here. But again, another big statistical game from Giannis. He had 54 points against the Pacers on Thursday, 35 points tonight on 15 of 22 shooting, and another game, just 1 3-point attempt in this game for Giannis. 5 of 12 at the free throw line, the one area you would circle with the red pen there. But 10 rebounds again, 7 assists. 2 blocks, 4 steals. He did everything. He just did not get that help in terms of a secondary score. Cameron Payne finished with 14 points, getting the start in place of Damian Lillard. But Cam Payne had all 14 of those in the first half. Bobby Portis did get to double figures with 13 points and 7 rebounds. And Brooke Lopez, 9 points, just as we said with Cam Payne. All 9 of those came in the first half for Brooke Lopez. And then Chris Middleton, 19 minutes tonight. Score had a lot to do with that, as we'd seen him around 20, 21 minutes the last couple of times out there. 4 of 8 from the floor, 2 of 4 in his 3-point attempts, and 7 assists from Chris, who continues to look very, very good this season as a facilitator and playmaker. And 10 points in those 19 minutes for Chris Middleton. But for the Magic, much more balanced. 3 players score 20 or more, led by Paolo Banchero, the reigning rookie of the year, 26 points, 24 from Franz Wagner, and 20 from Jalen Suggs, with 8 of those 20 points coming at the free throw line from Suggs. And Mo Wagner, 19 points off the bench, as their bench outscored the Bucks 38-29, and the Orlando Magic finally break through and beat the Bucks in Orlando today, 112-97. The final score. When we come back, we will see if we can catch up with head coach Adrian Griffin and run through the rest of the numbers on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Offering a memory disorder program that's first of its kind in Wisconsin isn't just about innovation. It's about providing thorough diagnoses to improve treatments and help people live better. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Neuroscience Institute is a nationally recognized leader in the diagnosis and treatment of complex brain disorders, and we'll do everything humanly possible to help you keep being you. To see a specialist with the expertise to help you, go to Frederick.com/neuro. Breakthroughs aren't just for medical journals. They're to help people live their best lives. At the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network, people are the driving force behind everything we do. That means every breakthrough, every clinical study, every interaction is to help you, your family, and your neighbors live better. We do everything humanly possible because we see everything humanly possible in you. To find out how compassion motivates world-class care, visit Frater.com.
This is Bucks OT.
Takes it into the paint, attacks the rack, sends it down with a grown man dunk. Oh, the Greek Freak, he's eaten now.
A final look at the game and a preview of the next matchup on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
112-97, our final score in Orlando. The Magic beat the Bucks. Let's hear from head coach Adrian Griffin.
One shot, it's just hard every night if, you know, you're giving up 15 offensive rebounds. And then on the other side, we're turning the ball over. So we just have to be a little bit stronger on both ends of the basket.
I think 21 free throws for them in the first 2 quarters, 11 for them in the 3rd quarter. Just what have you seen about your team sending the other team?
Well, I think we were turning very good possessions into bad possessions when we fouled them and kind of bailed them out. I think that happened several times where we were guarding pretty good deep into the shot clock. And we had some good momentum at times. And, you know, when you foul, you break your own momentum, but then you give them high percentage shots. So obviously that's not the recipe we want. Again, this is, you know, learning curve for us as far as every day finding ways to get better. You know, we have to sit down and guard and slide and move our feet and be disciplined and pull our hands back and trust that the help is going to be there for us where we don't feel, you know, the pressure to try to stop someone one-on-one. You know, it's always 5 men on the defensive end and 5 men on the offensive end. I think we were a very good shooting team. We didn't knock them down to a high rate tonight, but the guys, you know, it's something we work on in practice, and, you know, all the guys have the freedom to let it fly. We just have to knock them down. You know, we get no, especially on the road, you know, I always say you have to get to the free throw line, make your free throws, you got to hit open shots, and you got to rebound on the road, and, you know, we didn't do that tonight, but, you know, I feel all our guys are capable shooters, and they're proven shooters. You know, our veteran guys have been around and played in big-time games, so we're not concerned about that, but we do have to, you know, when we get good looks, you got to knock them down. You know, just that's what it comes down to.
You mentioned the offensive rebounds, which resulted in a lot of second-chance points. Does that just come down to you guys being tired? Or just the Magic being more aggressive tonight?
Yeah, I think it just comes down to, you know, I always say leadership starts at the top, and we got to keep preaching it. We got to keep drilling it. And, you know, boxing out is a fundamental, but you win and lose games on fundamentals. And it's just an area that we got to continue to improve and find more consistency. There's been games, or halves, I should say, where we're really locked in and we're boxing out and we're limiting teams to one shot. And then, you know, it's habitual. You know, it's something that we got to keep on drilling, keep on talking about, keep showing film until it comes, you know, second nature. You know, we're playing a lot of fast and quick and athletic teams. And Orlando has, you know, they're ranked 1 and 2 as far as second chance points and percentages. And so they do this to everybody. But if you're going to beat them, you know, you got to be sound on the defensive end. You got to defend without fouling. That's another thing. They get to the free throw line, and you got to limit them to one shot. You know, I don't dictate what goes into winning. You know, it is what it is. And when you play at Orlando, you got to be able to defend, and you got to be able to rebound. And we were not able to do that on a, you know, consistent high rate tonight. No, it was just trying to find some energy into the game and just looked at see if we get the young guys for a minute, and they were playing so well and so hard that I just rolled with them for, and then by the time, you know, I was thinking about getting Brooke back in, and, you know, the game was kind of out of reach, so I didn't want to put him back in that position. But I thought our young guys played with tremendous energy. Dre coming in, you know, it's learning. You know, he picked up some fouls. He got, you know, this is a learning experience for him. But I thought his effort was there. AJ Green comes in, TA came in with great energy. And I was just trying to find some length and some athleticism to match theirs. You know, they were so big and they pound you on the glass. So I was trying to find a way we can, you know, fight fire with fire, so to speak.
Coach, what is it like juggling? You obviously have the day-to-day, the game-to-game responsibilities preparing for each team, and then you also have the championship expectations, and you have the in-season tournament. What is it like just kind of juggling?
No, it's not juggling anything. It's you have to stay present, and you have to stay in the moment, and it's all about the next game or the next practice. And you can't look too far ahead, and these teams are very good. Any NBA team on a given night is capable of beating you. So our job is just to prepare them for what's right in front of them, and that's the next game. So, you know, we look at the schedule and see who we play next. We got to have good practices, good film sessions, and then get ready for the next game.
Going back to that last lineup that you mentioned, one of the things you emphasized tonight was keeping your composure on defense. What does that look like for you with an energy unit like that?
Well, you know, I thought that they did a tremendous job just flying around and making plays. It's not always about scoring. It's about how can you impact the game. You can do that with your ball pressure, getting deflections, boxing out, getting rebounds, running the floor hard, crashing offensive glass. And I thought they did that. They gave us a huge boost. But we had a few, you know, momentum killers, you know, as far as maybe untimely fouls or maybe the whistle didn't go our way on the offensive end. So, but you can't count on that every night to, you know, we got to just focus on what we can control.